Oh, yes. I'm being whisked away somewhere.
To the moon.
To the moon!
And Mars is big and bright. All our friends are flying in. It's such a lovely sight. Gravity never could hold me. That is what you always told me.
There we go.
You know me.
Come on.
So come to the moon. I hope to see you soon. Half a million miles is a far to go. You know I need you so. I hope you still need me. So come to the moon. The starship's leaving soon. Until then, I'm wishing on every star that you will be here soon. Come to the moon.
That's so good. I love that song
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Oh, welcome to the Parrot Podcast. I am Ryan Middledorf.
I'm Patrick McDonald. This is your podcast for all things Jimmy Buffett, including one of our famous re-listens.
Yes.
Our famous world-renowned re-listens.
People can't get enough of these re-listens.
People can't get enough of us listening to an album for a second time.
Absolutely. And at the rate we're going, we're probably going to do this a third time.
I think we might.
We'll call them re-listens.
Re-listens. We're going to re-listen to our re-listens.
Re-listens.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to do re-listens of our own podcast.
I listened. I forget what it was. But there was some podcast, I think it was You Talking U2 to Me, which is a very funny podcast, where they did a commentary track on one of their earlier episodes.
Really good.
It was very confusing.
That sounds really confusing. I don't know if we could do that.
No.
We're already confusing enough.
Yes.
Just by essence. we are rediscovering Riddles in the Sand today, the 1984 album from Mr. Jimmy Buffett.
That's right.
I'm very excited to discuss this album. I had a blast listening to it in this context. And I can't wait to dive into some stuff. I found some stuff.
Yeah.
I did some research because that's the thing I'm doing now.
Yes.
And it's very exciting, Ryan.
This is a great, I would call it an understated album.
I think it's an understated album, and we can get into this a little bit later, but I'm going to go on record, and it's a little risky for me to say it this early to any new listeners. I think this might be Jimmy Buffett's horniest album. I'm gonna go on record and I'm gonna say that.
More so than Hot Water.
I think it is.
Wow.
Because I looked it up. It's also dedicated to his wife.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But there's some very horny moments in this album. To the point where I was researching 1984 to see if 1984 was a particularly horny year.
If the year itself was some sort of aphrodisiac.
I was wondering if there was something in the water.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'll tell you what, I did find some things. You know, I mean, the number one song, When Doves Cry. The top 10.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Top 10, When Doves Cry, What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner. Also Sexy.
Yes.
Say, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. Footloose, Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
Take a Look at Me Now by Phil Collins. Jump, Hello, Lionel Richie. Ghostbusters. And Ghostbusters, a historically horny film.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd does receive oral sex from a ghost, I believe, in the movie.
And that was a kid's movie. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it? And All Night Long, number 12 by Lionel Richie, also famously covered by Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
So I think there was something in the air.
That was all 1984.
That was all 1984. Karma Chameleon, Culture Club.
Wow.
Latir for the Boy, Dancing in the Dark, which is not, it's kind of, Dancing in the Dark's kind of a, that's definitely some kind of horny. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. The Reflex. I mean,
there's a lot going on in 84.
Yeah, this is not the Billboard Hot 100 Singles 1984 podcast, so I don't have to keep going on this. But I'm telling you, there was just a vibe.
Yes.
If you were around in 1984 and you want to talk about the horny vibe in 1984, please let us know. Yeah.
Someone's going to email, guys, I have not gotten over 1984.
I just think there was something in the air.
That's a very interesting find.
I think you know, we'll see. We'll see if it holds true. Yeah. Parrotheadpodcast@gmail.com, Parrotheadpod on Twitter. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know how horny 1984 was. And again, crazy I'm getting into it this early before we even talk about how we're doing, but I just can't stop thinking about it.
Wow, amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
It's interesting to think about.
Well, we'll put that on ice for now.
Great.
Until we get to that, how are you doing?
I'm good, Ryan. I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going through the freaking motions lately.
Yes. Sounds you know? Like you're doing great.
Yeah, sounds like I'm doing great. Yeah. I let's see what is going on with me. You know, I am definitely, I'm in between a bunch of jobs right now.
Right.
So I have a lot of different weird little freelance gigs that I'm doing, and I'm starting another one that's going to be a little more full-time next week.
That's exciting.
Really exciting. Some really personal Parrothead podcast news, some Jimmy Buffett, some Radio Margaritaville news, some Patrick news. I am going out to Red Rocks.
Yeah.
September 7th.
Yes.
We got the email. We were asked by Radio Margaritaville if they, you know, we wanted tickets, basically. We actually asked them. But they
pleaded,
did supply. Yeah, but they found tickets for us.
Yes.
And I'm going to go out to Red Rocks. I'm going to be at the Jimmy Buffett September 7th Red Rocks show in Mortison, Colorado.
Yep.
I will hope to see you there. If you are there, let's link up. Let's chat. Let's say hi. It's the first night of Jimmy's two concerts at Red Rocks. It's
very
a bucket
exciting.
List item for me
yes.
to see not only Jimmy Buffett again, but to see Jimmy Buffett at Red Rocks.
That's going to be so much fun.
I can't wait.
That's going to be a blast.
And thank you again to Kirsten and everybody over at Radio Margaritaville for those tickets.
Huge.
Ryan, what, you were offered a ticket.
I was offered, listen, okay, so we got a text from Kirsten at, I want to say 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
30 minutes prior, I had accepted an offer for a new job. And I set the start date for the day before the concert.
Man, oh man.
Had the things been switched 30 minutes, I would have said, yes, I would love this new job. I will start a few days after the concert,
yeah.
and I could have gone with you.
Dang.
But it did not work out that way.
Dang
the
it.
The stars did not align.
The stars did not align, and you cannot come to the moon.
I
mean?
Cannot come to the moon, no, which is fine. I will be at some show this year or next year. I am sure of it.
Yes, I think you will too.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's just so exciting that I'm seeing Jimmy Buffett in concert this year.
Yes,
it's
I'm very,
huge.
Very excited for you. And you have a bit of a conundrum now. There's an extra ticket.
I do.
Do you take your mom? Do you take your dad or somebody else?
Well, we're going to do a poll on Twitter. That's how we're going to decide it. Who should I take to the Buffett concert, my mom or my dad?
Yes.
Patty's choice.
Hashtag Angie, hashtag Mark.
Hashtag to vote Team Mark, text 55050, hashtag Idols 01. I don't know. I have to pick between my mom and my dad.
Yes.
I might just do wild card and bring, I don't know, my cousin.
You okay,
know,
there you go. Yes. So, mom, dad, you know, I have this extra ticket to this Buffett concert.
Mm-hmm.
They scooch in their chairs. Yes, Patrick.
Yes.
And I'm taking my cousin. They
exactly.
come out of the other
the
room.
The cousin comes out.
Yes.
Boo, boo. Everyone boos.
Uh-huh.
You know, I will say I have already come through for both of them in a big way.
Yeah.
And by come through, I set something up in order for them to provide hospitality. But I arranged for the Rad Trads, the
you
RTs.
You were telling me this.
The RTs are guys,
uh-huh.
are one of our favorite bands here on the podcast. They're on a tour throughout the country right now, and you can actually, I should tell you what dates they're doing, and you as in everyone listening.
Well, I'd like to know too.
And I'm going to let you know too, Ryan, and
thank
you can listen in as well.
Okay, great.
It says on the website they are the pizza of bands, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I like that.
I like that too. They're traveling throughout the country right now on tour, and they had a few days.
Yeah.
They were in Montana, so they drove to my parents' house in Colorado. They stayed there for 3 days.
That's so fun.
They had a concert on the patio for like 65 of my parents' friends.
Really?
They all came out. They brought lawn chairs. They did a whole concert in the backyard.
That's
of the
incredible.
RTs. They said it was absolutely
Do you have video of this?
I do have video.
Oh, my God.
I have some video. I can actually send you a video, and we can listen to it right now
yes,
if you want.
Yes, send me a video. I would love
okay.
to see this.
My dad sent me some video, and it is really amazing. Here, you should. I'm going to send this to you right now.
Amazing. So funny. Do your parents have any connection to the guys in the Rad Trads? I know you know.
They love the Rad Trads.
They love the
Rad
Trads.
They don't have any connection.
Okay.
But they loved them. They had a wonderful day. All the Rad Trads were just out in Colorado biking, and my parents, a neighbor, Lauren, took one of them fly fishing.
Oh, my goodness.
They played tennis all day. They were just having a blast. I just sent you a video we can watch and listen to.
Incredible.
As well. This is the RTs,
yep,
live from my parents' patio in Newcastle, Colorado, for about 65 people over 65.
Let's check it out.
I'm so jealous that I wasn't there. I was calling every day, like, how is it? How's it going? I was so jealous. The drummer was using just different kitchen utensils.
Really?
And pots and pans and stuff. Yeah, because they didn't want to unload the drum set,
sure,
from the van. And they just did this little impromptu show on the patio.
That's so fun.
Yeah, they made like around $1,000. All of my parents' neighbor friends donated money, and they bought all the merch and vinyls and stuff like
that's
that.
That's so cool.
They had a blast. So I provided some live music for my parents.
Yes.
Ipso facto, yes. I've been a booker for their house. So
the best
Jimmy
part
Buffett
about,
would be next.
The best part about your parents, I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like your parents love to host and have company.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They love it. And they basically built this house when they moved to Colorado. They built this house in order to have company. Like,
yes,
they wanted people there.
Yes. The very first time I met your parents, I talked to your mom most of the evening, and the very first thing your mom said was, "You and Olivia have to come to Colorado." Yeah. Patrick doesn't even need to be there. You guys, yeah, you can just come and hang out.
Yeah, and
like,
that offer stands forever.
I would love to.
You gotta go. But I'd like to come.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that'll be
come.
Fun. So that's long story short, that's my conundrum, but they do have the RTs. As
that's
a
very fun
as a holdover. Yeah, yeah. That's the consolation prize is the RTs.
Oh,
Ryan, what are you up to? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I just last night returned from a camping trip.
Great.
Up in Mammoth, about 5 hours, 6 hours away. Really, really nice, relaxing time.
Wonderful.
I got in some hammock time. I got in some chill time, some relaxing time. I fished a little bit, which was
fun.
Whoa,
did you catch fish?
I did not catch fish. I'm going to get to that. We were talking about a couple weeks ago how you and I give off this energy that we are boat people.
Correct.
It has happened to both of us, where both of us have just been thrown the responsibility of becoming captain of a boat. That happened to me again, of course. It happened to me last time I went to Mammoth, and the time before that, and it happened again this time.
Wow.
We were going to go fishing, Olivia, her dad, and myself, and we rented the boat, and without fail, within seconds, they were like, okay, Ryan, you sit there. That's where you drive the boat. You sit there. And I was like, great. I'm here for it. The boat drive went great.
Good.
It went very, very well. Good. No issues. I think I nailed it. I was very happy with how I performed driving the boat. Now, Jimmy has a lot of songs about being on boats, and I feel like I can take some of those to heart when I'm driving the boat.
For sure.
What he does not have is, and correct me if I'm wrong, he does not have a ton of songs about fishing and the steps involved in catching fish.
He doesn't.
No.
I don't believe so. I feel like he talks about fishing in Tin Cup Chalice.
Yes.
Fishing in the Pylons. But he doesn't really talk about the meditative moment of like fishing.
Yes. I caught zero fish. Okay. Not even a nibble.
He didn't help you out in any way.
He didn't help me out. So I would like to send it out to everybody listening. Find me some Jimmy Buffett fishing references. I know he has a big old fishing boat. He goes fishing all the time. I believe he's very successful at it, very good at it.
Yeah.
And I need some pointers from our guy, Jimmy.
Let's get some. And Jimmy, if you're listening, why? Second of all, Jimmy, let's get a song out there called How to Fish.
I need a step-by-step children's song style about fishing.
You need, is how to fish.
Exactly.
You put the worm on the tackle and the tackle in the water.
And then you wait.
And then you catch that fish. That's good. Wow, that writes itself.
It's very good.
Honestly, get some Roger Guth on there.
Get some Roger Guth. You're good to
go. Some Robert Greenwich. We know what we're doing.
So I did not catch any fish. I, in fact, had a little snafu with my fishing line where it got tangled, and I had to take the entire thing apart, and I was literally just like wrapped up in fishing twine trying to unspool this fucking thing.
Oh no.
It was a nightmare, and
that
I feel like I'm bad luck fishing. So the rest of the trip I did not fish.
Oh, bummer.
Bummer. We did also, this has become a yearly kind of tradition, we went to Bodie.
Yes.
The ghost town.
We
up
love
in Northern
Bodie.
California.
You
we
know
love
I love Bodie.
Bodie. I know you love Bodie.
You sent me some photos from Bodie.
We had a great time in Bodie. The weather was perfect. We brought the dogs, walked around. We went to the museum, which was super fun. It was closed last year because of COVID.
Oh, wow.
So open again. Very, very fun. And you watched over our house while we were gone.
I did. I was the caretaker of Casa de Middledorf.
Yes, you were the caretaker.
Yeah, yeah.
You watered our lawn.
I did.
Fed this new fish I didn't know we had.
You know what's funny? There's a stand-up comedian that has a joke that's like, I love pets, don't have any pets that I know of. And that's literally your
yes.
I think his name is Dave Stone. But that's literally your life. You had
yes.
a goldfish you didn't know about.
Didn't know about this goldfish.
Yeah.
But as a thank you, I would have gotten you something anyways. But
oh my
as a
gosh.
Thank you, I got you I'm gonna give you a little gift.
What? No way. You didn't
little,
need to do that.
A little gift. Of course I did.
Oh
this
my
is
gosh.
Bodie, a little gift bag.
What?
Yes. Yes.
No,
yes, yes.
Ryan, please.
Hold on, I'm reaching into my bag.
Return
right
it.
Now. No. Yes, I'm gonna drive 7 hours to go to fucking Bodie.
Return it!
And return these gifts.
This is amazing.
Now, okay.
I love the bag already.
Yes, the bag is yours to keep. I'm not going to take back this brown paper bag.
Okay, huge.
Okay, I'm going to have you close your eyes.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes.
Okay.
You better not have gotten me some piece of plywood that's from the town that's supposedly cursed if you take it.
It's signed by the ghosts of Bodie.
Oh, no.
Okay, you can open your eyes now.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Bodie, California.
Yes, and look on
Wild
the back.
Wild West Boomtown. Oh, wow. It's a T-shirt with a beautiful truck.
It's
and
an old truck. It's a gas station that is still there.
Oh, my gosh.
They've refurbished this truck. It's very, very cool.
This is amazing. And there's one of the buildings. This is an amazing shirt. This is a great fabric
yes.
for the record.
It's very comfortable.
Oh, and I love this. Thank you, Ryan.
You're very welcome. I have another thing for you.
Oh,
it's
my
an,
gosh.
A separate brown bag.
What? Okay, I have to open this. This is huge.
This
it
is from
heavy.
Olivia's mom.
Oh, wow. Oh!
Yes.
It's amazing. It's a Bodie can opener or bottle opener.
Yes. And you don't drink, but we figured you could use this for Topo Chicos.
Oh, of course. You know, I have a little Topo Chico opener here. Living in the past lane.
Yes.
This is so cool.
I will say that I have... Oh, dear. I'm dropping everything. I will say that I have one of these bottle openers, and if you try and open the bottle from up here, yeah. this will snap in half.
Okay, well.
So just do a way, just go way down on the bottle okay. opener.
This is amazing. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Wow.
And then I have one final gift for you. Ugh. This gift comes with a little bit of a story.
Okay.
So I originally bought you a hat in Bodie that said Bodie Bluffs on it, and it had like mountains and stuff. It was very cool. And the next day, Olivia saw the hat, and she said, oh, I really like that hat. And I said, oh, yeah, it's for Patrick. And she's like, I really like it, though.
Okay.
I was like, would you like the hat? So I gave Olivia the hat.
Oh, that's nice. I wanted her to have the hat.
Yes, yes. I gave Olivia the hat, and we were driving back yesterday, and Olivia felt so bad for taking your hat. We stopped at Mount Whitney. Another location driving back from Mammoth.
Yes.
And she stopped in a gift shop. And when she came back, she said, can you give this to Patrick tomorrow? I feel bad that I took his hat. And I feel like you got the better hat deal.
No
because
way.
This is a very great hat.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. A Mount Whitney hat. This is a great hat.
Isn't that
it's
a
like
nice
a
hat?
Denim hat.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Thank you, Olivia. And Olivia's mom. And you, Ryan. This so, is a great hat.
It's a very nice hat.
Wow, coming through.
I thought that that was for sure a Patrick hat.
Yeah, this is a Patrick hat if ever I've seen one.
Yes.
I'm loving it right now. I'm going to just look at myself in the mirror real quick. Oh, we love it. This is
yes.
a great hat. I'm going to wear this today.
Oh, my goodness. Perfect
oh,
hat.
Oh, thank you, Ryan.
You're
what a
You're very
day.
Welcome. You're very welcome.
Oh, I love the random segments on our show where we give each other gifts.
Yes. Unrecorded last week was when I gave you some grenadine.
Yes. That was a surprise. Yeah, you guys got to check the Patreon for that one.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, what a blast. Thank
what
you.
What a blast. So we had a fun time in Mammoth, fun time in Bodie, but I am glad to be back. I will also say that I feel like I need to see you at least a couple times during the week because otherwise I just unload all of my Jimmy Buffett energy into people that don't want it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and that's people don't like that.
No, there were multiple times during the week where I said out loud, who wants to listen to some Jimmy Buffett? And got no response.
Wow, no one's interested.
No one's interested. So,
read the room.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
So, well, I'm glad that I am here. We're back at it.
That's the room that you got to read. I don't want to be in that room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's tell you what.
Yes.
You know, well, yeah, we're here and we're going to be talking about Jimmy Buffett here eventually.
Yes, eventually.
I actually have some Buffett news, Ryan.
I was going to say, what do we got?
Well, first of all, this is pretty exciting here. Let me tell you where the RTs are performing. Their website finally loaded. They are around. Hold on. The RTs are performing Thursday, October 28th in Mason City, Iowa. Thursday, November 4th in Frederick, Maryland. Friday, November 12th in Omaha. Daryl's House, Wednesday, January 19th, 2022 in Pawling, New York.
Okay.
And at the Pie Shop in Washington, D.C. in January 20th, 2022. So...
very cool.
Check them out. But Buffett news, huge news, Ryan. Escape to Margaritaville is back.
Yeah, baby.
One more farewell tour to pick up where they left off.
Oh, wow.
Really exciting. And they just announced all their dates. Our favorite Broadway musical
yes.
is back.
Since we've also never recorded our episode.
No.
No.
One of the last things I ever did was see Escape to Margaritaville.
Yes.
At... the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, California with you. I took a Lime scooter there.
I remember us talking about that and us saying, was it safe to take a Lime scooter?
Yeah, no. And that was the last event maybe I ever went to where I didn't have a mask in a large event of people.
I think me too.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. So it's back.
It's back. It's going to be August 31st. It starts off in Tulsa, Oklahoma, then Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Lincoln, Nebraska, Phoenix, Kansas City, Cedar Falls, Springfield, Illinois, Bloomington, Illinois, New Orleans, Hershey, Brookville, New Brunswick. They're going all over the place. They're ending in Buffalo, New York.
Amazing.
So check out Escape to Margaritaville if you haven't.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to see another tour of Escape to Margaritaville.
Wow.
I might have to go out to one of these. Wait, huge deal. October 26th to October 28th, The Village is Florida. They're performing. They're performing at the Villages.
Wow.
Which we've, I think, discussed this at least ourselves, not on the podcast, maybe not.
Yes.
But the Villages documentary, Some Kind of Heaven, features the Villages. Your family lives in the Villages.
Yes, my mom and stepdad live in the Villages. I'm gonna see if I can get them to go.
You gotta get them to go.
Yes.
We need a iPhone's voice note review.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
definitely
great. Wow.
Really exciting stuff. We have a little bit of personal podcast news. We have we almost got an email.
Oh, that's exciting.
Pretty exciting stuff. We got a couple emails, so we got to get through a couple of these. But we'll just do one at a time. Let's see. Let's talk about Jeff Shaw. Jeff Shaw sent us an email. He said, "Hey, Patrick and Ryan, hope this message finds you well. First, congrats on the Radio Margaritaville gig. Hope to catch you guys on it soon. Thank you,
Thank
Jeff.
You.
As a big Buffett fan, I was delighted to find the pod a few months back and started listening to each album review episode in order from earliest to latest. I actually just listened to the top 30 albums episode. Take the Weather is my favorite album. Like many, I had breezed over some of the so-called B-sides, and sure enough, thanks to your encouragement, re-listened to most of the albums and found a new appreciation for so many songs." We feel the same way, and I'm excited to talk about that today, actually. Recently, I spotted your D&B Crash Buffett Buddies episode. I've been a D&B fan since about 95, gone to at least 20 shows, almost all of which I remember. Those exceptions, well, just Google D&B Hartford tailgate and you'll get the drift. I'm going to have to check that out. And continue to be amazed at how the band is able to shift and grow. Having lost original saxophonist Leroy Moore in the late 2000s and violinist Boyd Tinsley just a few years ago, their live shows have not missed a beat, pun intended. Nowadays, their shows are even more exciting as their catalog, much like Jimmy's, is voluminous. Your words.
Voluminous.
We said voluminous.
That's right. I think I remember that.
Specifically to your D&B episode, I was intrigued by the question, which you brought up before, of who could eventually slide into Jimmy's spot as the sound of summer down the road. Like Ryan, I agree Dave's case is stronger than, say, Zach Brown or Kenny. Uh-huh. Even though Zach and Kenny's songs are more summery, two things jump out at me in Dave's favor. Dave's set lists are so different each show. Admittedly, I don't follow ZBB or Kenny, but have just about half a dozen of their shows combined. But I've been to half a dozen of their shows combined. It's fun, chill, laid-back vibe, but it lacks the electricity, multitude of instruments / sounds in anticipation of a D&B show. You just never know what songs and what jams will be played.
Mm-hmm.
Two, like Jimmy, Dave featured each of his band members at some point in the show, and sure, most bands do this. Allowing each band member a solo, often long, allows casual fans to get to know the other members of the band, perhaps forming a connection over time. These thoughts are probably obvious, but figured, hey, I'm about to turn 40. Might as well share what I'm thinking and finally get around to telling these podcast rock stars, now radio stars, great jobs and keep it up. Best, Jeff Shaw, Connecticut.
Jeff, thank you so much for the email.
Love the email.
You sweet boy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the feedback. Thank you so much for your thoughts. I agree.
Yeah.
D&B is coming back. I think I saw that they're back on tour, too. Or were
they
postponing dates? Yeah,
They're back, yeah.
They're back. So it is, I agree. I think looking back, and we've been playing a lot of D&B on our show on Radio Margaritaville.
Yes, we have.
Trippin' Billies.
Trippin' Billies.
There's a huge case for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think spiritually might connect.
Yes, and we got to get you out to a show.
I gotta go.
It'll blow your mind.
I think, I honestly, why do I feel like if I go back out to a show, I'm gonna start drinking red wine again? Like, if
I'll tell you, at a Dave Matthews Band show, you absolutely will be. That is a red wine crowd.
All right. Well, if I want to start drinking red wine again, I'm gonna go to a Dave Matthews Band show. So great. Well, thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it. If you guys have any thoughts or input for us, we'd love to hear. It is fun to hear from you guys.
Yes.
Radio, what are we talking about? It's fun to hear from you guys. Paradeadpodcast@gmail.com, Paradeadpod on Twitter.
Yes, absolutely. Patty, before we dive into Jimmy, what are you listening to right now?
We're really uncorking in this episode.
Yeah, we are.
So what I'm listening to right now, we can go right into it. This is a song that I found. This is seemingly the only song by this guy. It's somebody named Clean Cut Kid.
Okay.
And this song is called Worrying.
Uh-huh.
And it's something that I do a lot, worry.
Okay.
And this song really spoke to me, and I think it might speak to you as well.
All right, let's
just
give
it a real good song.
A listen, Worrying.
Worrying by Clean Cut Kid.
And I just lost another week to worrying. I just lost another week I just lost another week to worry and stole my whole week again. Beat myself up like I was beating a drum. Why did you lose? 7 days came and they went. Lately I'm living my whole life in a hurry. Basically none of it's really getting me anywhere. And people keep asking me how I've been. Well, worrying stole my week. You said, where do you go when your eyes glaze over? I wanna know, cause I'll need you there. I'm your shamrock, not your four-leaf clover. You know you make your own luck in this world. Somehow I never saw your shoulder right there for me to cry on. Then I blinked and this week was over. Oh no, I lost another one. I just lost another week to worry and worry and stole my whole week again. Beat myself up like I was beating a drum. Why did you lose? 7 days came and they went. Lately I'm living my whole life in a hurry. Basically none of it's been getting me anywhere. And people keep asking me how I've been. Well, worrying stole my week.
What a great, great song.
It's a great song, right?
It's so good.
It's so good.
It also perfectly encapsulates something that I am trying to do on a daily basis. Because I do relate a lot to that song and just kind of like worrying a week away.
Yeah.
Someone told me once that your brain is not your friend.
Wow. That's so heavy.
Someone told me once that, not me specifically, but in general, your brain.
You're like, Ryan, your brain.
Yeah, not me specifically. Although I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case.
If somebody told that to me, I'd be like, shut the fuck up, man. You don't get to say that stuff to other people.
But about yeah. how your mind, you will have thoughts, and that's all they are just thoughts.
Yeah.
So it is up to you to just let them kind of pass by.
That's great. I know. I that hit me like a ton of bricks when I heard that song, Worrying Stole My Whole Week. It's
yeah.
such an interesting way to look at that, where you look back, and I look back all the time, where I'm like, if I just didn't worry and realized how grateful I was and realized how lucky I was in the moment, I would have been so much happier. And because I'm like, I'm filling my calendar up, I'm filling my past up with days of worry. And it's
yeah.
like, I look back and I look back when I should have been celebrating, I should have been embracing, and I was worrying.
Yes.
And I'm like, you know, especially right now where it's like, there's so much stuff happening. And why wouldn't you worry with every single fucking thing that's happening in the world?
Mm-hmm.
So that song just felt really cathartic for me.
That's great.
And it's got a little Bleachers vibe. I mean,
yeah.
it's a good song.
Really, really good. And there's nothing else for him.
No, that's the only song I can find.
Really?
Clean Cut Kid.
Clean Cut Kid.
Worrying. I'm sure he has other stuff maybe on maybe Bandcamp
sure.
or on YouTube or something, but that's the only one on Spotify.
Check it out. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. Ryan, what are you listening to this week?
The Killers.
Oh, you love The Killers.
I love
their new album?
They have a new album out.
Yes.
Which I've been away and I didn't know until I sat down this morning.
Wow.
Yes. I said to you, I don't have a song for today, and I was just looking around. And while you were doing grocery shopping,
who are we?
Who are we? A little peek behind the curtain. I listened to the titular song from their new album, Pressure Machine, which some have called, quote, the Killers' best album in years.
Huge.
Huge. I listened to bits and pieces of a bunch of songs. It sounds very good. I'm going to dive in hard today.
Okay.
So I'll report back. But this is very, very good. It's called Pressure Machine. Let's give it a listen.
We met dragging mane and Spanish Fork. And he wasn't moving away from here. So it wasn't really. And we could build a house here.
Gleam like 4 feet dangling in the stream. washer machine. Every step gotta keep it clean. A mattress on a hardwood floor. Who could ever ask for more? I'll get up and cut the grass. Ain't nothing wrong with working class.
Song,
yeah.
Just about how like there's so much more going on out in the universe than just like whatever the fuck you're doing on a daily basis.
That's amazing.
Really, really great. So check it out,
the
Pressure
Killers.
Machine. Really, really good. The Killers, one of my all-time favorites.
They're incredible. Also, quick addendum to Clean Cut Kid. I guess my Spotify just wasn't loading when I was looking at them. They have a lot of. They have three albums.
Okay.
So. I don't know what I'm talking about. They've been around since 2012. They're a Liverpool pop punk band, but like an indie pop band.
Okay.
But yeah, they're around.
Clean Cut Kid, check them out.
Check them out. Clean Cut Kid, The Killers.
Yes.
Very well. No, The Killers are American. I always think they're British.
Everyone does. They're from Vegas.
Okay. the London of America.
Some would say. Also, the Atlantic City of the West.
Yeah, that's more accurate, I would say. Ryan, I think we might as well get out
get on over there.
I think we should talk about why we're here.
I'm gonna let you just take a break. I'm gonna play. This is from Riddles in the Sand, 1984's hot Riddles in the Sand. This is Who's the Blonde Stranger?
Oh, let's get into it. Let's do it. One of my faves. Oh,
yeah.
Here we go. Welcome to the album re-listen, folks. We've made it.
Nothing like this way out in West Texas. Galveston Bay is a whole other world. My wife's in our room getting over her sunburn. How would Louis L'Amour get me next to that girl? She tells me her tan is the same way all over. She asks me to dance and says, keep your boots on. She never met a number one cowboy. We rolled in the sand and drank rum until dawn. Who's the blonde stranger who entered my life?
Great song.
It's a great song. Here's what's fun about this song. This song is about Jimmy, who goes and tries to hook up with someone else, and then his wife who goes and hooks up with someone else. This is like an alternate Pina Colada song where they actually do cheat on each other and they catch each other cheating on each other.
Yeah.
Which is so funny to me. Where it's like somebody filled out a classified ad and it wasn't his wife.
Right.
And it's really it's like this alternate reality.
It's so funny.
There's a specific lyric. Hold on. Who's the blonde stranger out there with my wife? What they were doing in the moonlight? It's just very funny that it twists to like, who's this blonde stranger that entered my life, making me over in the moonlight? And it's like, who's this? Who's with my wife?
He's very good about twisting lyrics with like very subtle changes.
Yeah, it's
he
good.
He does it in Margaritaville, where like he is the problem at the end of the song. Yeah. He does that a lot. It's very,
he does
very cool.
A cheeseburger in paradise. Cheeseburger is paradise.
Yes.
Cheeseburger of paradise.
Yes.
Cheeseburger around paradise.
Also, I don't know what it is, but this song, it's probably because I finished it last night, but it just makes me think of White Lotus.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's it. I can see that. That's the White Lotus theme song.
That's, yes.
Yeah, I think it's so funny. I think I like this song, and this is maybe one of my favorite album openers because it gets you in there.
It's a good album opener.
You know, Ryan, this album was named Gulf and Western Music is what it was originally called.
Okay.
It was originally titled Gulf and Western Music, reflecting kind of like solidifying the sound that he's found.
Yeah.
So this song and this album kind of solidifies that for him.
This is like the jumping off point.
Yeah. This is where it's like we've putzed around with it, and now we're gonna put a label on it.
Yes.
We're gonna make it a fish.
and even the album cover, him in the cowboy hat standing on a beach, very reminiscent of the song Migration.
Definitely.
Got a Caribbean soul, I can bury the control, and some Texas hidden here in my heart.
Yeah, this is a little bit more of the Texas, you know? This is, he came back from vacation, and he's still living life like he did.
Absolutely.
That's how it feels to me.
Yes.
Ryan, what's next on this album?
Up next is a song that I have found a huge brand new appreciation for in the past couple years. When the Wildlife Betrays Me, this is a powerful, really, really soulful, great song.
And it's a horny one, too. I'll tell you, Ryan.
Damn it. Fine. Here's your soapbox. I'm going to just scoot it over to you.
Well, here's the thing. Who's the blonde stranger? Obviously horny.
Yes, okay.
Wildlife Betrays Me is the kind of the other side of being horny.
Okay.
You know, the downside.
Okay.
You're living too crazy a life. You got to settle down.
Okay. All right. I can see that.
I just think the first four or five songs in this album are pretty horny. And then it keeps going.
Okay.
So let's keep going.
Let's keep going. This is When the Wildlife Betrays Me.
Okay.
You're losing it.
This is a wild one today. Here we go. This is just 2 a.m. in a smoky bar.
Can't believe I'm still here.
Ugh.
Can't believe I'm still here.
So near. And last night so unclear, I see a trembling hand and a go wedding band. Wonder where do I stand when the wildlife betrays me and I'm too far from home. All my crazy old lies and my worn out disguise turns to tears in your eyes. What a fool. Ooh. I have been. There's no way I can win unless you take me back in. When the
it's so good.
It's really, really great.
And I would say if and I would hope when Jimmy does another Songs You Don't Know By Heart album, I would hope that this would be on there.
This would be an incredible acoustic version.
Yeah.
This would be so, be so good. You know, I will say the first three songs in this album and then all of the songs on side two, which are 6 to 10. So 7 out of 10 of these songs. Wait. No, it's 8 out of 10 songs are written by Michael Utley and Will Jennings.
Oh, okay.
But Michael Utley is a huge voice in this album. I was just doing a little research on him. The first time we saw Michael Utley paired with Jimmy Buffett was 1973, White Sport Coat and a Pink Crustacean.
Yep.
Recruited by Jerry Jeff Walker to play a keyboard for
that
album.
That's right, yes.
And then came on full-time as a Coral Reefer in 77. This is 84. Pretty heavy hand in this album.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and Will Jennings as well. But it's pretty cool. And then there's the other two songs that aren't written by Michael Utley, Will Jennings, and Jimmy Buffett are She's Going Out of My Mind, number 4, Mac McAnally, and then Big in the Both of Us, which is Rhonda Coulee.
Amazing. You can start seeing, I mean, it's been this way for a while, but the Coral Reefers really taking shape in the past, like, 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
really
great.
Really cool.
We're getting our kind of Avengers, you know.
That's
paired.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone's kind of coming out of the woodworks.
Uh-huh.
Going to different places. I'm out of the game. One more. Come on.
One more heist.
One more heist. It's more like maybe more
it's
of a
Avengers
Fast 7.
It's Avengers for you. It's Ocean's 11 for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. Or maybe it's if we combine Avengers plus Ocean's 11 is Fast and Furious.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Yeah.
So that's what we're going to say it is.
I'm into it. Great.
Great. Number 3, Ragtop Day.
Ragtop Day. This is a song that you and I have in the past not... We haven't gravitated towards this one a lot.
No.
Yeah.
We haven't likened it, but I actually, it's growing on me right now.
It's a good song.
This is a good one, especially the end gets a little raucous.
We'll skip to the end, too.
Okay.
Okay, Ragtop Day, here we go.
Let's do it. Oh, yeah.
This intro, I mean, it's so good.
That Jimmy
is
80s Jimmy. You know, I wanted to bring up Riddles in the Sand is an actual event that they've been doing at Galveston Beach. It's the Galveston Parrothead Club does beach days / tiki nights.
Oh.
And then they do Riddles in the Sand. Now this is from the website. Music and Fun, PHUN, of course.
Yeah.
By the Galveston Beach since 1998. Now in its 24th year, Riddles in the Sand is one of the oldest Parrothead events. Long styled as a summer camp for parrotheads, but without counselors and plenty of alcohol, Riddles campers relaxing in colorful tents decorated with parrots, pirates, sharks, and other emblems of Buffett culture enjoy a two-day pool party by the Galveston seawall while being treated to entertainment by musicians from burgeoning Texas trop rock music scene.
That's so cool.
So, and you can register right now.
Wow.
Oh, they're sold out.
Okay. So you cannot register right now.
So you cannot register, but you can visit the store. And it looks like you can get some raffle tickets.
Okay.
And you can get a day pass for 20 bucks.
Okay.
So you can pop by. You know, it's,
that's very
but
fun.
It did happen a month ago. So I wouldn't get the tickets.
So wait around until next year.
It looks like Riddles in the Sand is a big event. If you've ever been to Riddles in the Sand, let us know.
Yes,
I want to hear what it's like.
Love to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very cool.
It's really cool. This album, you know, I mean, they have to. It's Galveston, who's the Blonde Stranger,
yep.
Texas. Galveston is a very weird town, by the way.
I've never been.
It's a little odd.
Why?
It's a Texas beach town, but at what cost? You know what I mean? It's just like the seawall that they mentioned. It's like a big wall. There's not really a beach.
Okay.
And so it's just like a big wall of cement and then like the ocean. So you kind of can stare at the ocean, but it's
But you can't go
it's
down
weird.
To... Okay,
it's
so
a little
there's
different.
No like lounging by the beach.
No, if I'm going to a Texas beach, I'm going to go to South Padre Island.
Okay.
That's where we're going, which
Got
is
it.
down on the Gulf.
Okay.
But it's a good spot.
Okay.
But that would be Texas. And it's not too far from Schlitterbahn as well, which is...
What was it?
Schlitterbahn.
Schlitterbahn.
You ever heard of Schlitterbahn?
No.
New Braunfels, Texas has the largest Schlitterbahn. And the Schlitterbahn is the largest water park in the world, I think.
Really?
It's like this massive water park. And it's like a 5-mile lazy river.
Oh my gosh.
It's crazy.
That's nuts.
It's pretty crazy. So little Texas secrets.
Okay.
For you.
Very cool.
Ryan, what's next?
Next, we have She's Going Out of My Mind.
All right. The Mac McAnally hit from this album.
The Mac McAnally hit. Let's give it a listen.
A classic Fingers opening here.
It is, absolutely.
This is right in the wheelhouse.
I talk to her pictures and stare at the walls. And my friends come and offer their help. To my back they're afraid that I'm losing it all. To my face they say I'm not myself. And they name all the doctors they think I should see. But they don't understand it's not me. She's going out of my mind. And I'm showing off the signs. I thought that our love was one of a kind. Now she's going out of my mind.
Really great song. You can tell it's a Mac song too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's like a really reflectiveness to it.
Right. Yeah.
I was trying to figure out, I mean, it's so deeply sad. You're like, did they just break up?
Uh-huh.
Or did she literally pass away?
Yeah.
It's so heavy. It's such a heavy
just
breakup song.
Looking at her picture, staring at the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty, my friends come to and offer their help to my back. They're afraid I'm losing it all to my face. They say I'm not myself. I'm like, this
it
is
sounds,
grief.
It sounds like she's like gone.
But she's not. At the very end, there's a tear in her eye as they drive me away, and I turn to the doctors and say, she's going out of my... I mean, he's going to the doctors.
The doctors.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it is a pure grief song, but it does remind me of the feeling of when you lose someone in true grief and the memories start to fade and you... don't remember things as sharp as they used to be. And then you get these pangs of guilt because that person is gone forever and you're not going to get those memories back.
Right.
It's a very real, deep, sad feeling.
Yeah.
That doesn't negate that I still think this is a horny album.
And he's back. He's back, baby. I knew he didn't lose you for long. Oh, buddy, it's good to see you.
Good to be here. Sorry to talk about grief. Pop in and out of that sucker. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I really like that song, though.
It's really, really good.
This song coming up,
yeah,
I feel like is one that I have rediscovered in a pretty big way.
Yeah, yeah, this is a big one.
Yeah, bigger than the both of us.
Bigger than the both of us.
As we mentioned, one of two songs that Michael Utley did not have a hand in writing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's Rhonda Coulee.
Rhonda Coulee.
And let's give it a listen, I say.
Let's check it out.
shoulder. I know these same stars will shine when I'm older. So I'm keeping heaven on my mind, 'cause a good love is so hard to find.
Good. I feel like this album, you could hear in the early early 80s, they're playing around with synths a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the album where they figured out how to use them.
They were really dancing with those synths on this album, for
yeah.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really were. This is such a fun country male-female duet from that period.
Who's doing the female vocals, because she's on a bunch of songs.
Yeah, I have that information. 1 second. It is Wendy Waldman. Wendy Waldman. She has performed with all sorts of people. She was part of a band named Brindle.
Okay.
she has released albums. She released albums in 73, 74, 82. 82, she had an album called Which Way to Main Street, which featured Peter Frampton on a guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
And she focused on songwriting and was involved in a lot of that songwriting. She wrote Fishing in the Dark by the Nitty Gritty Jerk Band, which is a song we played on our show recently.
I should check that song out for some fishing
details. Yeah, that's going to be what you're going to learn about. but yeah, it's she has a long history. I was also going to say Rhonda Coulee has a lot of interesting information as well. The writer of this song
yeah.
was in the early 70s, was in the original cast of the LA production of Hair, which was a pretty
okay,
famous cast.
Yeah.
And then in 73, she was in the off-Broadway show National Lampoon Lemmings, performing in roles alongside actors like John Belushi, Chevy Chase, and Christopher Guest.
Oh my God.
Then she was part of the National Lampoon Radio Hour, which was massive. That kind of spawned SNL,
yep.
Featuring Belushi, Chase, Guest, Bill Murray, Gilda Radner, and Harold Ramis. And she appeared on a bunch of other National Lampoon stuff. Later on, went on to be a background singer for Jimmy Buffett, for Spinal Tap, and Meatloaf.
Wow.
So she has like the most interesting career.
That's crazy.
She like was well-versed in comedy and deep in comedy. I bet Jimmy and Rhonda talked about comedy all the time.
That's amazing. That's so fun.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. She's a playwright too. I gotta research a little more Rhonda Coulee.
Yeah, it sounds
kind of fascinated
amazing.
By her. She has a very interesting career path.
I'm always amazed by people that are so good at so many fun, interesting things.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
The multi-hyphenates.
Multi-hyphenates.
People that can jump around.
Absolutely.
Those are the real geniuses.
That's great.
I know.
I love that.
We're jumping on to the B-side of this album.
Yep.
Originally as it came out. This is number 6 on our track, but this is Knees of My Heart.
Knees of My Heart. This is another fun one.
It stood the test of time.
Yes, I think
it's,
so.
I would say, would you... I would not say this is... This might be Big 8 adjacent.
It's...
What would you say? If you were to give it a big something, would you put it in the big 20?
I would say, yeah, I would say, yes. Big 16.
Big 16.
I would say it's in the big 16.
Okay.
Because in the past, I would say 5 to 10 years, this has become a staple at the concerts.
It has.
Yeah, this one's great. This one's really, really solid.
Yeah.
Let's give it a listen.
Oh, yeah. Robert.
I've got a question for you.
What's that, Jimmy?
Please grant me an interview. Don't want to read it in a magazine. Don't
silver screen. Don't let the craziness tear us apart. I'm down on the knees of my heart. Down here on the knees of my heart. This comes from deep in my soul. Your sweet love has taken control. I'll swim across the ocean if you tell me so. To the jump up if you want to go. It's never too late to make a brand new start. I'm down on the knees of my heart. Down here on the knees of my heart. Whoa, how I will sing if you give me everything.
Good song. It's a loose song. It's a fun song. I'm into it.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's a good party song.
It's a good party song.
I can see why it works in a concert, you know?
Yeah. When you hear the song, like me, do you imagine a cartoon heart with legs?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
cool.
Sometimes I imagine someone with hearts for knees.
Oh, no. That's a... That's more of a medical emergency than
that
a
one
cartoon.
Is, I kind of imagine him getting on his knees and his heart's exploding. It's a weird
God.
It's a weird image in my mind. Like I said, this is an incredibly horny album.
Yeah. Well, one, he's got two hearts, and then they're both on his knees.
Yeah. I guess in my mind that would be down on my knees that are hearts.
Look out for Patrick's remix coming soon.
Me and Kygo. Yeah. Me and Tiesto, we're going to be doing we're playing a lot of the Zumba room. Ryan, this next song is, and I don't quote me on this, one of Jimmy's first space songs, correct?
I was going to say this song, I believe it probably spearheads a new collection episode for us.
Yes, we have to. Do space songs.
There's Come to the Moon. There is Desdemona's Building a Rocket Ship. There's Defying Gravity.
Beach House on the Moon.
Beach House on the Moon. Jimmy is fascinated with space. Yeah,
Gravity Storm?
Gravity Storm.
Space and science.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But math sucks. Love science. Math sucks.
Yeah, stay away from math. Stay away from love math. Science. this song is really, really good. One of my favorites, one of the standouts on this album. And we got to figure out what the connection is to space.
I bet he just loves it.
I think so.
I mean, he's 75 years old,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So he was born in 56. Is that correct?
I think so, yeah.
So if he was born in 56, then he was 13 or 14 during the moon landing.
Uh-huh.
So if you're a teenager during the moon landing, and then you're a teenager through like that huge wing of science fiction in the 70s and 80s, and
yep.
As you get older, I know he was a big reader. I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me that that is that specific group of people in that generation is obsessed with space, the Final Frontier kind of stuff.
I like thinking that deep down, Jimmy is a huge science nerd.
I think he is. He loves Star Trek, doesn't he? Doesn't he have Star Trek
does.
References
yes.
all the time? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
He's great.
So we open the episode on the song, so I'm going to jump ahead to the middle, and we'll check it out. This is Come to the Moon.
Okay, love it.
I hope to see you soon. Half a million miles is a far to go. You know I need you, so I hope you still need me. So come to the moon. The starship's leaving.
The most 80s guitar.
So come to the moon. I hope to see you soon.
Come to the moon. Come to the moon.
Oh, man.
That's good.
That's really good. Yeah, that guitar solo, really, really great.
I love those chords at the end. Bow, bow, bow. How do you even write that? That's like seven chords in a row.
Yeah, I know.
It's so cool.
Bow, bow, bow.
It's very good. It's really, really good. Here's the thing, Ryan, if somebody invited me to the moon, I would figure out how to get there.
You would.
I would.
Okay.
I mean, I don't turn down invites.
Well, you know, it's funny because someone invited us to Paris and we did not figure out how to get there.
That's a good point.
But to the moon, you would figure it
out. It's a little different. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's interesting. What if, do you think Jeff Bezos played that in his spaceship?
Oh, I think so.
Come to the moon.
I'm coming. That's like, Jeff, we're not really, we're just going like just up a little bit high.
Your Jeff Bezos kind of sounds like the B-52's guy.
I'm coming. Hold on, Moon, I'll be there soon.
I made a little website called Amazon. Oh boy,
that's great.
All right, number 8 on this album,
Love in Decline.
This is another one that kind of shone through to me on this re-listen.
Yeah, this one's great. This is another one that, you know, this is why we do the re-listens, because we miss things.
I would say this B-side, I would have to look. We'd have to pick the best B-side of, like, we'd have to go through all of them. But this, Riddles in the Sand, Knees in My Heart, Come to the Moon, Love in Decline, Burn That Bridge, then La Vie Dansante, that as a B-side is maybe the best B-side of any Jimmy Buffett.
You might be right.
It's 5 hits.
Yeah. I smell an episode.
Best B-sides.
Best B-sides.
We've done a best B-sides, haven't we? But we haven't done...
We did B-sides and rarities. We just did like a selection of just like rant, but we haven't done like a best of.
Okay, we got to do that.
Yeah.
Okay,
for sure.
Let's talk about it.
All right, Love in Decline. Let's check it out.
All right. Ugh.
Yeah.
This is such a good one. A little moon dancey to me.
It is.
Left one in the drizzling rain, found one on the morning plane, laying out his well-known line. Bought her some gin, that did her in. Now they're making love behind the occupied sign. Weren't he just a living example of love in decline? So hard, so little time. Going 9 and nothing, a flying stone blind. Just a living example of love in decline.
Man, that guitar.
I know.
Miyama Hotel Disco Bar. He asks if she's a movie star. Her eyes light up, they're going far. No time for a room, it happened too soon. Now they're making love in her rental car. That's just another example of love in decline. Looking so hard, so little time. Going 90 to nothing, flying so blind. Just a living example of love in decline.
Yeah.
Man, I love that.
So good. This is a country song.
It is, but it's so good. It is a country song. I love this song.
It's great.
I love this sentiment of like just getting into something too fast. Like Love in Decline is like, I just a living example of love in decline. I don't know. I it's looking so hard and so little time. I mean, you just go crazy. You just jump into something and it just fizzles out fast.
Yes.
It's such a funny thing. It's such a funny, like, weird, like, wise beyond your years kind of story.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing happened.
Love and decline, baby.
You're into something, and now it's over. You jumped in too fast. You did the right things, and now it's gone.
I wonder why he doesn't, like, this song would be great in concert.
Yeah, this song
it's
is
so
great.
It's so fun.
It's a little smirk of a song.
Yeah, it is.
It's like a little, mm. I love it.
Wait, a little what?
A little, mm. It's a little, it's like, hey, listen to me. Hmm? Ba-dum-bum. bum, bum. It's good. This is a song that I would throw into Escape to Margaritaville, the musical, for the record.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you can have anybody singing Love and Decline.
Yeah.
You could have the owner of the Margaritaville bar singing it.
There you go.
You know,
yes.
You could have anybody. You know, all the time she's seen Love and Decline.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
JD could sing it.
Brick, is that his name? Brick?
Brick could sing, Brick could sing a living example of Love and Decline.
Yep.
I think this would be a great, and then you could have a little jazzy kind of dance, a Fosse style thing in the middle. I love it.
Ugh. Very, very
I'm into
good.
It. That song might be the one that wins it for me on this re-listen.
It's a great one. It's really, really good.
Sardonic. Yeah, it's great.
Burn That Bridge. This song has a special connection to me. When I first started playing guitar, I got a book of Jimmy Buffett sheet music.
Wow.
And I believe Burn That Bridge was in that book. But I didn't realize, I just was at a music store and I just picked it up. At the time, I thought that all music was interchangeable. It's not. turns out this was the piano book.
Oh.
So I was just like plucking like single notes.
Yeah, I knew people
doing,
that
like,
did
the
that.
Melody.
Yeah.
And I would get like, just as a quick aside, I did that for a long time where I just looked up the piano music and played it on guitar because I hated so much. I got so frustrated just strumming chords and it didn't sound like the song to me.
Right.
Because like the underlying melody just wasn't there.
Right.
I was like, I want the melody. So I would just play the piano.
Man. Okay. That's what you got to do.
That's what you got
to
do.
Burn That Bridge. And this Burn That Bridge is special to me because I burn a lot of bridges in my life.
You do. And that's something I've been meaning to talk to you about. It's a shocker. You haven't been caught yet.
Yeah,
and
go
I just
to hell.
Okay.
Go to hell.
I just want to be sure that you're just not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I'm burning physical bridges, not even emotional ones. Overpasses, what have you. Not even professional.
No.
Actual architectural bridges.
Let's check it out.
Let's do it.
Burn That Bridge.
I want to tell everyone to give a little listen to the bass voice that I haven't maybe heard ever since before this time.
Okay.
Just listen to the bass.
Okay. So everyone,
listen to the low voice. See if you can catch it.
Get your ears ready. Here we go.
Very 80s.
Oh, yeah. 280s? Maybe.
No way. Never 280s.
I'm not saying I'm scared of you. Your kind of love is something new. When I hold you, we're swaying. High and lonesome and wild and lost. I feel this time I'll take it to the end. We don't care what the people may say. If there's a price, it's the price we'll pay. And we'll burn that bridge when we come to it. Burn that bridge when we come to it. Burn that bridge when we come.
Isn't there yet?
Burn it down.
There he is. Did you hear him?
Yeah.
We both done our share of running around, so we know enough to know the kind of love we found. It's the real thing, and we've got to see it through. I'm a singer and a sailor on a midnight sea.
Oh, Captain, come and take me on your fantasy.
If we're crazy.
Burn it down.
It's so good.
It's
so
really good.
In my research, I believe that that is Larry Lee.
Okay.
Larry Lee did pass away in 2007, but Larry Lee is fascinating. He performed with Jimi Hendrix at Woodstock in 69. He was an amazing artist. He performed with Al Green, and he performed with Jimi Hendrix. He was old friends with Jimi Hendrix, and then he joined He had been back from the Vietnam War for 2 weeks, was unemployed when Hendrix called him, and had joined the Gypsy Sun and Rainbows only a week before the Woodstock concert.
Wow.
So he freaking play it. He play at the concert. Hendrix and Lee both wore white outfits, and Lee wore a distinctive green bandana that had long tassels hanging over his eyes, which at the time he thought was a statement of originality, as he explains on some Woodstock DVD. He played a 1955 Gibson Les Paul custom guitar and sang his own composition, Mastermind, as well as two impression numbers, sung as a medley, Gypsy Woman and Aware of Love, with Hendrix playing Curtis Mayfield-style backup. He took several solos. So he played Woodstock.
That's insane.
He's so cool.
That's amazing.
And so I think that's his low voice there.
Really?
In Burn That Bridge. He's a guitarist as well, and he played on the album. But he's credited as background vocals on this album, and uh-huh. I think it can only be him.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's amazing.
That's so fun.
I love it.
I love that. I love that. Patrick, overall thoughts on this re-listen?
Oh my gosh. I really like this album.
Yeah.
This is
too.
An album I can throw into my daily rotation, truly.
Yes.
Like I feel like this is some song. Burn That Bridge, I feel like I got a new affinity for it. Obviously, Come to the Moon, Love and Decline.
Love and Decline, that's the sleeper hit of this album.
I think when we were listening to this the first time, we were looking at this like a country, like, oh, it's a country Jimmy. It's like country, right. Like honky-tonk Jimmy. But right. It just doesn't feel like that to me anymore. I just feel like we see so many beginnings of where he goes, and these songs stand so well on their own.
Yeah.
What about you, Ryan? What are your final thoughts?
I love it so, so much. I feel like the early 80s were a very fun time for Jimmy and for the band, very experimental in terms of music. I feel like they really locked in on this one.
Yeah, definitely.
It feels like they have the perfect balance of, like, there's this new sound, you know, this new decade, the 80s. There's a lot of new stuff going on. And it feels like they have perfectly melded that into their own style.
Definitely.
Which I really, really like. And we got some freaking space music.
Space music. The intro to space music.
The intro is
so exciting.
Huge deal.
Ryan, for this last song, one of our faves of all time, La Vie Dansante, I sent you, have we ever watched this video of La Vie Dansante?
No.
So he did a video version of La Vie Dansante on this television show called Television Parts. By Michael Naismith,
uh-huh.
1985. Michael Naismith was one of the original Monkees.
Okay.
And he had this show called Television Parts. And there is a music video for La Vie Dansante. You can find this on YouTube. I'll post this on our Twitter as well. And, that's an ad that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. it features one of the world's greatest tap dancers, Bunny Briggs.
Okay.
And I can't describe it, but I need to watch you watch it.
Okay, great. Okay, we're
so
going to check this out.
This can be our sign-off, but this is, you know, we just have to watch a little bit of this.
Amazing.
So he's on a beach.
Yep. On a dock.
There's a man sleeping, and then there's Michael Naismith.
Magic of movies,
around.
Huh? A rag of bones, some tape that's sticky on both sides. You got Moonrise over St. Bart's, the Caribbean home of Jimmy Buffett. That's Buffett with two T's. One T, that's buffet, that's lunch. And Jimmy's song, La Vie Dansante, which we made a little movie of. La Vie Dansante, that's French for, it's Cajun for the dancing life. And if you look real close, you'll see Bunny Briggs, the world's greatest performing tap dancer. And that's it, Ward, you can start the playback.
James, time to awaken.
He's waking up on the dock.
They can come take it all away. Break your heart by the light of day. Drown your love in a distant bay so lonely.
Tap dancer magically appeared next to him.
Oh my God.
See the ships heading for the rocks. See the time melting off of the clock. There's the light shatters all the locks and saves me.
Now he's in a white suit and he's tapping.
That's why I wander and follow La Vie Dansante on the night wind that takes me just where I want. That's all I want. La Vie Dansante.
Watch this part. Throws the top hat.
Oh my God.
Flies through space. They disappear. Where do they come? They're in the top hat. They're in the flying top hat.
What the hell is happening? Now they're flying.
Another at a shoe store. All the shoes in the shoe store are tapping.
Feel it all with a willing heart. Every stop is a place to start. If you know how to play the part with feeling, I play with feeling.
That's oh. Why shoe store guy's tapping too.
Are
leaving the store. Shoes, you turn into a tap dancer in a white suit. There he goes.
That's why we wander and follow La Vida song on the night wind that takes us just where we want. That's all we want. La Vida song. Why
Bunny Briggs disappears.
That is my computer's about to die.
Okay.
That is incredible.
It's incredible.
That's incredible. That if we ever get the chance to talk to Jimmy,
we have to talk about that.
We have to talk about that.
Hands down.
That is incredible.
Well, we have to go because your computer's about to die.
My computer's about to die. So until next time, I'm Mayfair Marleybone.
I'm St. Charles, Tennessee.
Have a great week. Meet you at the end. Bye-bye. Allo.
And then we'll just play La Vida on Son again?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Have you ever encountered an unexplained hairy bipedal hominid in the woods?
Have you received telepathic messages from an unidentified aerial phenomenon?
If so, then you need to listen to Bigfoot Collectors Club. I'm Michael McMillan.
And I'm Bryce Johnson.
And together with super producer
Riley Bray,
we make up the Bigfoot Collectors Club.
That's right. Every week we talk to actors, comedians, writers, and paranormal experts about their personal paranormal histories and share stories of high strangeness.
Like the time when we talked to Craig Ferguson about the Loch Ness Monster and when a sea witch told him he had raven magic.
Or the time I asked Pitch Perfect's Anna Camp her opinion on cattle mutilations. Past guests have included Rachel Bloom, Jen Kirkman, Paul F. Tompkins, Bobcat Goldthwait, and more.
So if you've ever been abducted alongside five reindeer by an alien with drills for hands or witnessed Bigfoot crawl out of an interdimensional portal,
don't laugh, happens all the time.
Then check out Bigfoot Collectors Club on Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot Collectors Club, you're here to believe us.
Wait, is that how it goes?
Campfire.